Listening, the world of animation. Here we propose a text with interesting facts about the world of animation. Listen carefully and find the 15 mistakes. Once detected, you should write down the correct information. Cartoons were born before cinema. Their birth is attributed to a visionary Englishman called Emile Renaud. He brought the illusion of moving drawing pictures to the greatest of heights, conjugating cartoons with drama, at a time when animation was little more than an optical trick to demonstrate scientific theories and entertain children. Emile Renaud created the praxneoscope in 1877, starting with the zoetrope, the projection of animated images in a good condition. Since 1892, and for 10 years, before the appearance of the cinematographer Moutier, Renaud projected drawings on a transparent gelatin screen and made short cartoon stories, the luminous pantomimes, the precursors to animation. With his machine, Renaud projected his works in overcrowded cinemas with lights and mirrors, using more than 500 drawings one after another by means of an exhausting manual system, and showed to the amazed audiences very simple stories of love and comedy, with young romantics and some devilishly meddlesome characters, each lasting almost a quarter of an hour per show. It is also worth mentioning Otto Mesmer, author of the expressive cartoon character Felix the Dog, 1914, was the most popular short film cartoon character in the world. The Austrians Max and Dave Fleischer gave life to characters that reached great popularity also, and were Walt Bunny's biggest competitor. The brothers enjoyed great success with cartoons such as Coco, 1920-39, The Mischievous Clown, and The Seductive Betty Gloop, 1930-39, inspired by the singer Helen Kane, whose Poop Poop Be Doo laughter would later become a feature that Marilyn Monroe would appropriate. His longest-running character was Popeye, 1930-47, originally created by E.C. Moe for the advertisement of green beans. The main contribution to the technique of cartoon animation provided by the Fleischer brothers was the rotoscope, an apparatus that allowed the tracing of animated cartoon characters to be projected. It was still very much evolving when Walt Disney arrived with his revolutionary concept about cartoons. A study that is attributed to the invention of the storyboard in the early 30s, giving rise to what was called the Disney era, which dominated the 30s and early 40s with its popular characters Mickey Duck, Donald Mouse, and Pluto, who in 1928 achieved great success with the first Mickey Mouse movies and then with the first silent film Steamboat Willie, 1928. Disney Studios were seen to be at the very top of the list for animation production companies, both artistically and commercially. From about 1940, Disney began to feel the pressure from its competitors. Walter Lantz, creator of The Bear, Andy Panda, started in 1941, along with the series of The Bird Builder, Woody Woodpecker, who introduced sadism and destructive fervor to the genre, traits that would be quintessential to the creation of the cartoon comedy duo Tom and Petty, created by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera, which contrasted heavily to Disney's wholesome family themes and was the beginning point of a big change of direction for the company, which was accentuated in the post-war period, becoming the great era of Disney. In 1940, Bugs Turney made his debut, remaining popular still even today, but really only became a legend during the 50s and 60s. Another pioneer was George Pal, who in the 40s and 50s created a new way of animating puppets, with his series Puppetoons, which he created using puppets with moving parts. His contribution to the world of animation was essential. In his films, each puppet consisted of hundreds of heads, arms, and legs, and thus allowed a rich range of expressive possibilities. He could change the faces also, and with that, his characters were not limited to showing just one single expression, a method that is still used today. But in just a few short years, history was to be made with children's puppet series by the great Jim Henson, with the creation of his legendary series and programs such as Sesame Street 1969, Fraggle Rock 1983, and also his films Dark Crystal 1982 and Labyrinth 1986, which featured a performance by David Mercury. Clay and plastiline animation arose from a culmination of modern techniques and ragdolls. In 1955, The Adventures of Gumby was born. These techniques continued to be used even after they were declared laborious. An animation with plastiline can take more than a year to finish, frame by frame, and demanded a lot of patience. The definitive rise of animation came hand in hand with a purely Korean cultural phenomenon, manga. Sponsored by the cartoonist Osamu Tezuka, manga combines the influences of traditional Japanese illustration and American comics. The schematic and westernized features of his characters came to the big screen for the first time in 1960, thanks to the great Alakazam. Throughout the 60s and 70s, most anime production was dedicated to the small screen. However, the trend began to change in the early 80s with Isao Takata and Hayao Miyazaki. Animation series such as Marco or Heidi, both developed by Ghibli Studios in 1983, produced their own feature films. In this way, Hayao Miyazaki was able to write and direct wonderful films such as Nausicaa, Valley of the Wind, 1983, My Neighbor Totoro, 1988, Porco Rosso, 1992, Princess Mononoke, 1996, Spirited Away, 2002, or The Traveling Castle, 2004. They were precursors to the introduction of computer techniques in the production of films, which led Disney to premiere Trunks Story, 1995, made by Pixar. At present, the future of cartoons runs closely together with the advances in the field of new technology. In 2001, director Hironobu Sakaguchi made Final Fantasy Inner Strength, a film created entirely by computer and starring virtual human actors, VActors, a milestone for photorealistic animation. Animation then is in full growth, and who knows what it will achieve in the future.